One more guest from South America. That's Natalia Ravanales from Chile. Are you with us?
Natalia.
Hola. Un honor estar acá y haber sido invitada para exponer la situación de mi país.
A great honor to have been invited and to expose the situation of Chile.
Yes, okay. Please. Thank you.
Mi nombre es Natalia Ravanales, soy abogado con especial dedicación a la defensa de los derechos fundamentales.
I am a lawyer in Chile and my specialization is the human rights law in Chile.
En marzo del 2020, mi país entró en un estado de excepción constitucional en el que nos mantenemos hasta el día de hoy.
In March 2020, the president of Chile declared the emergency sanitary state that till today is still there.
Esto ocurre cuando recién se había detectado un caso positivo de coronavirus en mi país.
This was declared when there was only one case of positive testing in Chile. Only one case.
De ahí en adelante se ha ido renovando el estado de excepción constitucional de catástrofe por calamidad pública.
From then on was constantly renovated this state of emergency because of big danger.
El que fue extendido este año con la aprobación del Congreso Nacional.
This year was extended with the help of the Congress for till June up to now. Might be that they extended longer.
Llevamos más de un año en Chile en una verdadera dictadura sanitaria.
We are in Chile in a really sanitary dictatorship.
En el que en la práctica nos encontramos en un estado constitucional de sitio.
In the practical life, we are in a constitutional state, but in the real life, we are in a dictatorial sanitary state.
Lo que significa que las personas deben mantenerse confinadas por largas horas, días o semanas al interior de su domicilio.
Means that the people are in constantly locked down inside their houses for hours, days and months inside.
Aplicándose idénticas medidas a personas enfermas y sanas.
Doesn't matter if you're healthy or sick, you have to be in lockdown.
Lo que constituye una violación gravísima a los derechos fundamentales.
A violation of human rights, a very bad violation of human rights.
Mi país ha sido utilizado como un laboratorio experimental de Naciones Unidas.
Chile is taken as a lab from the United, from the ONU.
Quien interviene en todas y cada una de las decisiones públicas que se toman al interior del Estado.
The ONU is the one who determines all what is going on inside Chile. The Bachelet is in the ONU, as you know, and she determines all what is going on in Chile as an experimental lab test, let's say like this.
Existe una decadencia enorme.
Es a very strong decay
de lo que conocíamos antes de esto como un estado de derecho.
Of what we have known once as a state of law.
Oh my God. So there too, they're trying to destroy the rule of law in order to destroy democracy and install a, well, as you're saying, communist dictatorship, right?
Te pregunta Natalia si vos podés decir que acá se está tratando de sacar el Estado constitucional para poner otro tipo de Estado comunista, digamos, guiado por los poderes del gobierno, digamos.
La crisis política en Chile comenzó antes de la declaración de pandemia, comenzó en 2019.
The political crisis in Chile began in 2019 before the pandemic. And I'm sorry to say, we have the militaries in the street here with the tanks already, now.
Con una clara intención de implantar un sistema globalista y convertirnos en una colonia.
With a clear intention, she said that to convert Chile in a colony with global, under globalist powers.
Iniciando por exigir un cambio de constitución.
They want a constitutional change. Mm-hmm.
To what?
Durante el tiempo que nos ha mantenido a todos confinados y privados de nuestros derechos.
It is all this time that we were locked down without our basic rights.
Se han hecho modificaciones profundas en el ordenamiento jurídico interno.
They were making profound changes in the internal law and in the constitution.
Same happens here.
Se legisla para hacer legal el aborto sin ninguna causal.
For example, they make legal the abortion in young girls without
para que el Estado tenga un poder absoluto sobre los niños.
So like this, the government can have a complete power over the children.
Para aprobar leyes de eutanasia.
They also want to make the... perdón, ¿ya está aprobada la ley de eutanasia?
Está tramitándose.
To approve the eutanasia law, this is something that they are going to approve soon, the eutanasia law.
Legislativamente se pretende establecer un estado de corte totalitario.
And they want to put the military power back, the totalitarianism back in power.
Esa es la real razón por la que se mantiene la población confinada.
Is it the real reason why the country is in lockdown?
The real reason is that they want to make this into a military dictatorship. They want to have complete power over the children, and they want to introduce euthanasia?
Yeah.
How does this euthanasia law, what's that going to look like?
¿Cómo podrías o sabes algo más de la ley de eutanasia que puedas comentar porque de qué se trata o cómo es que llegó a declararse o se está por declarar? ¿Cuál es el sentido?
Está tramitándose, pasó desde la Cámara de Diputados a la Cámara de Senadores.
Pero ¿podés explicar más por qué o con qué tiene que ver?
Porque se supone que es, según los lineamientos internacionales, un derecho fundamental.
Ajá. The government says that now there is one of the fundamental law in the planet to have the right to apply the euthanasia. This is why they want to put it also in Chile. This is what they say. The government is saying that.
That doesn't exist anywhere else. I mean, not to that. That's a...
Dice Natalia que la señora Fisher dice que no existe en ningún lado esa ley de eutanasia hasta el momento. ¿De dónde lo saca Chile? La pregunta, ¿no?
Aquí aún no se promulga, pero es una iniciativa que está tramitándose actualmente en el Congreso para transformarse en ley.
It's not a law yet, but it is before getting law. You know, there is a Senate, and it is in there, in this, before getting law. I don't know specifically the name.
It's a draft bill. And they're really, I mean, does the population know about this?
Dice si la gente sabe, Natalia, de que esta ley se está por aprobar.
Muy poca gente lo sabe, porque actualmente en mi país hay un solo tema, que es la pandemia.
Very little people know it because the only thing that people hear or you read about here is only the pandemic and that's it. And 24/7 we have only the numbers of the how many people are positive, sick or whatever.
So in other words, while people are being kept in panic and are looking towards corona being so dangerous, behind their backs, They're changing the entire constitution and all the laws in that country?
De que mientras la gente está focalizada mirando solamente lo que le dicen de la pandemia, si lo que se está haciendo realmente es el cambio de leyes, entre otras cosas de la eutanasia y otras más. ¿Podés decir
exactamente?
Exactly.
And this law, so that is going to mean that you can basically kill people who are disabled, sick, old, or what are the criteria?
La señora Fischer te pregunta si con esta ley el criterio va a ser que pueden matar a la gente que esté con discapacitación o enferma o vieja, o sea, ¿va a ser así?
Así es, lo mismo que el aborto libre y lo mismo que uno de los proyectos de ley más nefastos que se está tramitando actualmente, el proyecto de ley de derechos y garantías de la niñez, en que los padres pierden en la práctica la patria potestad respecto de sus hijos.
Yeah, and there is exactly the one that the abortion law, and there is another one that the parents are completely losing the patria, the power over the kids. This is also another thing that they are doing now in Chile. ¿Por qué perderían los padres la facultad sobre los hijos, Natalia?
Porque por ley el garante pasaría a ser el Estado, ya no los padres.
I didn't know about this myself. I mean, they want to put that the state, the government, they want to put a new law that the ones that they are responsible for the kids are not the parents anymore. The government will be responsible for the kids.
Siendo causal de separar a los hijos de la familia en caso que se nieguen los padres a inyectarle una vacuna.
For example, if the parents deny to give the vaccine to the kids, the government is going to be able to take these kids out of the house of the parents.
Here they just, I mean, this die Kinderrechte haben sie doch jetzt hier auch beschlossen, oder? At least they're moving also in this direction here, that it's becoming more and more obvious that they want to take, like it's about like deciding what is good for the children. This is also, they're trying to put it also more and more into the hands of the government.
What we're seeing here is that from what we learned just from Gustavo is that in some parts of this world, Uruguay being one of such countries, they don't even pretend that they have a factual basis what they're doing. They're just doing it. And in other countries, like in this one, in Chile, they're going one step further and they're already trying to take child custody away from the parents to transfer it to the government. They're about to introduce euthanasia. So I think it's about time that the rest of the world wakes up to this, because that is a worldwide agenda. And we all have to do something.
Él dice que lo que está pasando en Chile es que ya están un paso adelante de con este tema de los chicos, de sacar a los papás, o sea, de sacar los niños de los papás, que pasen a ser parte del Estado. En Uruguay todavía, o sea, en Uruguay, no, como escuchaste al doctor, no saben mucho todavía y aprueba la ley, pero en Chile parece que ya está como, ya tienen como todo planeado como para hacer esto, como que ya están un paso adelante de todo lo que está pasando. Creo que tenés que decir que Chile lleva la delantera en Sudamérica de todo lo que está pasando, Natalia.
Lo que ocurre es que Chile sigue al pie de la letra la agenda 2030 de la ONU.
Chile is the country in South America that is the chief of the agenda of the 2030 new reset, let's say like this. Chile and the government of Chile is the one who rules in South America. Piñera is hand to hand with the WHO. El Piñera está con la organización de la Asamblea mano a mano.
Is there anything going on in the courts of law? Is there anything you can do in the courts, or are the courts part of the government? Are they corrupt?
Oh. Te pregunta si podés hacer algo en la corte o si la corte forma parte del gobierno corrupto.
En Chile, a diferencia de otros países, son muy pocos los abogados que hemos iniciado recursos a raíz de la pandemia.
In Chile, there are very little lawyers. I will say she is the only one, this is my opinion, that is doing something against the pandemic.
considerando la enorme cantidad de violación a derechos fundamentales que se han sucedido con la excusa de una emergencia sanitaria.
Considering the amount of violation of human rights that have been done under the face of the coronavirus, of the emergency of the coronavirus.
Hace dos semanas ya se interpusieron recursos de amparo en 13 cortes de apelaciones de Chile.
2 weeks ago, she was already putting, I don't know what is habeas corpus, I think it is, yeah. in 13 courts in Chile, and all were rejected.
Lo hice yo junto a Orlando Castillo y dos abogados más.
She did it with another lawyer, or sea, with Orlando Castillo as a lawyer and two other more, y fueron todas no aceptadas, ¿correcto, Natalia?
Sí, pero quisiera desarrollarlo un poco, ¿me ayudas?
Sí, dale. She wants to explain more about what did she do and about the 13 lawsuits that she was putting in the 13 courts in Chile.
Se entregaron antecedentes muy importantes a la magistratura.
She gave a lot of investigations to the court, a good investigation to each court.
Logramos alegar los alegatos en la Corte Suprema de Chile.
She went even through the Supreme Court in Chile. Mm-hmm.
Donde hicimos saber a la magistratura las graves irregularidades y violación a derechos fundamentales que se estaban sucediendo con ocasión de la contingencia sanitaria.
When she was speaking and written down all what was going on against the violation of human rights in the name of the sanitary emergency.
Entregamos un informe evacuado por la Comisión de Salud de la Cámara de Diputados.
They made a paper written down, a very good statement. ¿Sí?
En que se señala que se han suspendido 2 millones de atenciones y 2 millones de cirugías graves.
Two million people that they are in really bad health condition that they cannot be attended and they were not being attended and they were not given any kind of operation and they needed it.
220,000 operaciones graves.
220,000 serious operations were not done.
Para dar prioridad a los casos COVID.
Just to give priority to the COVID cases.
Lo mismo, se entregó una resolución sanitaria de marzo de este año en que se suspenden 220,000 atenciones en 11 regiones del país.
Also, there is in this year, now in March, 220,000 people that were rejected to be attended in 11 regions or provinces in Chile.
Esas órdenes las dio la misma autoridad sanitaria que ordenó el confinamiento prácticamente absoluto a lo largo del territorio nacional.
These orders that the people cannot be attended are the same, the people that they gave this order are the same people that they were putting the country in a sanitary emergency lockdown.
Se hizo presente a los jueces
presented
que las medidas sanitarias
that the sanitary measures
son mucho más dañinas que cualquier pandemia.
They are more damaged than the pandemic.
Of course. So this
how
is
many, how many dead corona victims do you have?
¿Cuánto es el porcentaje de la gente entre paréntesis muerta por corona en Chile? ¿Tú sabes?
Al año pasado había un rango entre 24 y 26 mil personas de un total de 20 millones de habitantes, correspondiente al 0,6%.
O sea, yo diría que es el 0,6%, ¿eso le digo?
Uh-huh.
0,6% in the last year.
Yeah, but that's nothing.
How many people? How many people in total?
24,000 people in 22 million.
And you don't know if they are really COVID victims or just positive tests.
No se sabe, Natalia, si son víctimas del COVID o testeados positivos, ¿no es cierto?
No se sabe y hasta el día de hoy en Chile nunca se ha practicado una autopsia.
Up to now, there is no autopsy in Chile, so there is no way to know from what they were dying.
Why do they come to the conclusion that they died of COVID? Is it because of positive testing?
¿Por qué crees tú que llegan a la conclusión de que se murieron de COVID? ¿Por estar testeados positivos o cuál es tu conocimiento?
Te voy a dar mi opinión personal.
This is her personal opinion.
What?
Entre más inflan las cifras, el terror en la gente es más grande. Y son las personas más fáciles.
What is this? I mean, this is totally, completely stupid. What is going on? Are people believing this bullshit?
Yes. Yes.
No evidence. No evidence.
No hay evidencia científica de lo que está pasando, pero la gente se cree toda esta estupidez de cuanto más positivos, más la gente se muere.
Y la gente más entra en terror. Y se vuelve más sumisa.
And the people are more in panic, and more in fear, and more they obey, and more they obey.
We have to break this chain. We have to break this. We have to make sure that all of us are connected, both the lawyers and everyone else. This cannot go on. This has gotten totally out of hand. And it's so obvious from looking at Chile and Uruguay. It's so obvious because in Uruguay, they don't even care. They don't even try to give the people an explanation for what's going on. They just do it. And in Chile, we can see which way they're headed. They're taking away the children. They're trying to introduce a law about euthanasia. The military is in the streets. So this is a complete hoax from what I'm gathering now. I mean, I had a suspicion that that's the case, but if I look at those two countries, there's no basis for any of this. I don't understand why don't they go out and go take to the streets? Because they're in panic, is that all?
Of the military.
I have to translate, she doesn't speak one word English.
Yeah.
Okay, ella dice el doctor Reiner que eso no puede seguir así, que hay que unirse para hacer algo porque la cosa no va para más, que es increíble lo que está pasando, que toda la mentira ha tomado parte o poder de todo lo que está ocurriendo. Y la pregunta es, ¿por qué crees tú que la gente no sale a protestar? ¿Qué es lo que hace que la gente no salga a protestar? Bueno, ayer tuviste un programa excelente, entonces yo no sé si vale la pena hablar de eso acá. Yo creo que es muy interno eso. Pero bueno, la pregunta básica es por qué la gente no sale a la calle, digamos.
Porque tiene terror.
The people don't go to the street because they are afraid. Very simple.
Yes, I understand.
And what is the military doing in the streets? So they're checking that you don't leave the house at night or just creating fear? Yeah. Or what is the deal?
Yeah. Pregunta, ¿qué hacen los militares en la calle? Si detienen a la gente que sale después del toque de queda, ¿no lo nombraste eso, el toque de queda? ¿Lo podemos nombrar ahora? ¿O si te piden documento o si te llevan detenido?
Me gustaría referirme a eso, a las medidas que se están tomando. Efectivamente, nosotros tenemos militares, Fuerzas Armadas, a las que yo sigo respetando mucho, pero que han sido degradadas.
We have the militaries in the street. These are instances she respects a lot, but they are not obeying anymore to the oaths that they were taking. We have a curfew in Chile from 9 o'clock in the evening on.
Han sido degradadas por la clase política de izquierda y derecha para ahora estar controlando niños y mujeres para revisar si van o no con la mascarilla para pedir permisos. Chile es un país en el que los ciudadanos deben pedir permiso a la autoridad inclusive para salir a comprar pan, leche o medicamentos para sus hijos, habiendo zonas en las que se le permite a la gente salir solo dos veces por semana.
So the military was degraded in their mission, in their power, and now they're only in charge to ask permits to the kids and to the women or to the people in the street if they have a permit to go, if you have a permit to be able to go to the street. And now in lockdown, you can only go to the street twice a week for 2 hours to shop. And then if you go, that happens also to me, you have the militaries asking you for the stupid permit that says that you have to, what time did you get the permit to be able to go to buy bread in the shop?
That is extremely scary, I must say. Yeah. And I can only understand that the only reason why this is happening is because they're believing these tales of horror. And in reality, there is no such thing. It's just an illusion and people believe it.
Él dice que lo que está pasando es un desastre y que solamente está arreglado por el horror y la gente solamente cree en este horror que ya está en Chile, ¿no?, como bien fundamentado.
Me siento orgullosa de ser una de las dos abogados que ha logrado después de un año hacer presente todo lo ocurrido al máximo tribunal de mi país y estoy dispuesta a seguir acciones internacionales. No voy a bajar los brazos, no me voy a dejar intimidar por el Consejo de Defensa del Estado, que para tratar de coaccionar quería que se me impusieran multas por haber hecho la denuncia ante la magistratura y si es necesario recurrir a un tribunal penal, yo por mi patria lo voy a hacer.
That she's very proud to be one of the two lawyers who is doing something in Chile to fight for this, that she's not afraid and she's not going to be intimidated, even though they wanted to put her yesterday, I heard about this, a penalty because she was exposing all these cases in front of the 13 judges. Now they want that she pays a penalty because of being of one of the lawyers who speaks the truth in Chile. And because she's a patriot, she will not give up. And she's very proud that she is a fighter and that she will go through with this, even if she has to go to international court. Because in Chile, she has now this, the feeling that she did all what she could here in this country, and it's time for her to go into international court. Otherwise, we are going bad in this country.
Well, Natalia, we're very proud to have you in our session, to be able to interview you in this session. And you must stay in touch with us and the rest of the colleagues who are in this session. There's going to be more international colleagues in part two of this, which will happen next Friday. So you must stay in touch. We have to be able to help each other, not just on the legal front, but also on all other fronts as well, as far as information is concerned, for example. If you need any expert opinions, if you need any experts, feel free to ask, because we'll put you in touch with them.
Natalia dice que quiere que estés en contacto con ellos, que ellos están muy orgullosos de haber que seas partícipe de esta cumbre también entre todos nosotros, y que si necesitas algún apoyo o algún material, algún colega, que simplemente lo pidas, que ellos te lo van a pasar, y que tengas presente que sos parte de todo esta de todo este movimiento también ahora, y que estén, te agradece mucho tu presencia y lo que estás haciendo por tu país.
Es un honor para mí haber compartido con ellos, con todos ustedes, y también me siento honrada de haber nacido en este tiempo tan difícil y poder aportar con lo que yo sé, que es derecho, que es la carrera que elegí porque la amo y creo en la justicia del hombre y creo sobre todo en la justicia de Dios. Y espero que nos podamos liberar muy pronto de esta verdadera tiranía y que las personas alcancen el nivel que tienen realmente como seres divinos en esta tierra y que sean tratadas como tal y nunca como esclavos.
She's very proud, she's very thankful, and she's very proud to be a part of this conversation, that she believes also in divine law, and that she hopes that very soon this is going to be over and that we can go back to our divine essence, to be connected as human beings like we are, and not going to, don't need to go through all these kind of things that they are so bad for all of us. And she's very thankful that she has the opportunity to be here with all of you.
We must stay connected. And I believe she's absolutely right. And Michael Swinwood, who is waiting to talk to us, He's in Peru right now, and I think he agrees 100%. There's the spiritual side in this, and yeah. by way of connecting law and spirituality, we will win this.
El de señor Naire dice que el abogado que sigue, que es Michael Swindler, está en el momento en Perú, y que él también cree que hay una parte espiritual que lleva todo esto, y que confiando en esta parte espiritual y en todo el trabajo que está haciendo, vamos a salir todos adelante en unión, ¿no es cierto? Que es lo fundamental.
Así es.
Así es.
Thank you very much, he said, and so be it.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Gracias.
Okay, gracias.
Thank you very, very much, and please stay in touch.
Por favor, no te pierdas y quédate en contacto, Natalia. Un abrazo.
Lo mismo quiero, un honor para mí mantenerme en contacto con usted. Muchas gracias.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be a part of you. Thank you, Rainer and Viviana, for giving me the opportunity to translate, and I hopefully was okay.
That was perfect. Thank you so much. And have a great weekend, despite all this
bullshit. Thank you. You too.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.